solve the eigenvalue problem. And the answer is that there are two eigenenergies and two eigenstates. And the eigenenergies are the value of the diagonal element plus and minus the off-diagonal element of the Hamiltonian matrix. And the eigenvector, so the molecular orbital wave functions that we're looking for, are given by the eigenvector. So you find out what C1 and C2 are, and then construct out of the 1s orbitals these molecular orbitals, the eigenvectors of this matrix. And the two eigenvectors are a symmetric solution and an anti-symmetric solution. And it turns out that the symmetric solution in this case has a lower energy. It's not always true that the symmetric solution has a lower energy than the anti-symmetric solution. But in this case, it is true that the symmetric solution has a lower energy than the anti-symmetric solution. And by doing this, what we have found is the lowest energy wave function of the molecular orbital Hamiltonian that can be written in terms of these atomic orbitals that we chose. So if we chose really poorly, we don't have the true ground state. But we have now found the best solution in terms of the molecular orbitals that we started with. If you have some experience with the molecules, you might be able to choose correct the first time. But if you don't really have so much experience, then you do this calculation and you worry, did I really take the right right atomic orbitals? So you go back and start again and include a few more atomic orbitals and see what happens. Do you get essentially the same answer or not? And once you have included all of the reasonable atomic orbitals and the answer is staying the same, then you have some confidence you found the right answer. But there's usually nothing better in quantum mechanics. There's no way to find a wave function. It's very difficult to find a wave function and really prove that you have the true ground state because they're so complicated to write down. But this is the best solution in this case. And it turns out for hydrogen, you can qualitatively understand the properties of hydrogen from this model. The symmetric solution, then, these are the molecular orbitals. And spin is not important here. And what we need to do now is construct the multi-electron wave function out of the molecular orbitals. So to construct the multi-electron wave function, what you do is you can put two electrons in the molecular orbital with the lowest energy, one with spin up and one with spin down. And then there are two more spaces for electrons in the next molecular orbital. We have two of them, and that would be one with spin up and one with spin up and one with spin down would fit in the anti-symmetric molecular orbital.